KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelei Kinnean, and it's 9:02. The Nome Board of Education will discuss the superintendent's resignation at tonight's meeting. Originally, an executive session was scheduled tonight to review the superintendent evaluation, but the proposed agenda was amended yesterday afternoon to include superintendent resignation as a point of discussion. Superintendent Mike Bronner has served Nome Public Schools since 2011. The school board will discuss approving his resignation, among other topics, at 5:30 this evening in the Nome Elementary School Library. The city of Kivalina is still conserving water after summer and fall flooding in 2012 restricted the ability to pump and fill water tanks. Janet Mitchell is the city administrator for the Kivalina City Council. She says currently the city has only limited the washateria and has asked the school and clinic to conserve, as they are the biggest users of water in the community. Residents have not been restricted, and Mitchell says the city seems to be doing fine on the current conservation. At present, treated water levels are at 15 feet. In the fall of 2012, the city planned to pump water from the Wallach River to fill the water tanks, but pumping has not yet begun. Mitchell says they're still waiting for an auger and several parts, which are expected this week. Mitchell says that adding to the difficulty is that she and another municipal worker have had to change from full-time to part-time schedules to make funding stretch. She says with the change, they need help from outside agencies, specifically with grant writing.
There's all kinds of grants out there. We just don't have the manpower, and working only 3 hours a day makes it next to impossible to do anything for ourselves. And we'd much rather do things ourselves, but we just don't have the resources for the time.
Mitchell adds that this impacts her co-worker as she has to support her family on half the income.
It's hurting her more than it is me for us to make the budget cut. But her work, you know, she has a lot of work. Sometimes she has to work full days.
Mitchell says she knows finances are short, but there needs to be some consideration for rural areas where the cost of living is very high. She says the city does appreciate the donations that have been received from the private sector, including money raised by the Ketchikan Community Choir at a recent concert. The donation was sent to Kivalina last week, and the city can now purchase 2.5 drums of fuel for heavy equipment that will be used in the water hauling effort. Mitchell is hoping that the city can set aside $10,000 to begin pumping in July. She says with conservation, water is expected to last until then. In a quick meeting last night, the Nome Common Council passed ordinances amending the fiscal year 2013 budget. They also passed the final reading on an ordinance that sells property to Bonanza Fuel. The property is 3.36 acres plus another small block adjacent to the current Bonanza Fuel tank farm. Only 4 council members were present at last night's meeting. They tabled a few ordinances so voting and discussion can take place with a more full council. At the meeting at the end of the month, the council will discuss changing the number of votes to certify an election. Currently, to win an election, a candidate needs 50% of the votes plus one. The administration proposed changing that to 40% plus one. Nome resident Chuck Wheeler addressed the council with his concerns.
I think it's wrong to change it back to what it used to be. I think the 50% plus one is reasonable. And if it's a cost issue, which it seems to be, regardless, I support the old way, the 50%. I don't support the new ordinance.
Again, the council will take up the voting issue at the next council meeting on February 25th. City Clerk Tom Moran, after the meeting, said Nome is one of a few cities in the state of Alaska that has the 50% plus one requirement. State law requires at least 40% plus one for elections. The council also approved a consulting contract with former Unalaska Mayor Paul Fuse. For 6 months, for $5,000 a month, Fuse will assist the city on port-related issues. Fuse was mayor when the Dutch Harbor port was developed. The next meeting for the council is next Thursday at noon. The council will meet in a work session to discuss abatement issues and the city budget. Community engagement. Nome residents have heard those two words many times in the past few weeks. There was the community engagement meeting last Thursday in Nome, the surveys at parent-teacher conferences last Friday, the raffle last Friday, and the student climate and connectedness survey at Nome schools this week. Some may be wondering, what is this community engagement initiative?
It's the people of Nome that are going to decide what it is that they want to do for the kids of Nome.
That's Claire Richardson of the Alaska Association of School Boards. She presented at the community engagement meeting held with the community members last Thursday.
When we talk about community engagement, people say, oh, well, I'm not a parent, so therefore I don't need to be a part of community engagement. Or, oh, my kids are all grown. They're all off at UAF. I don't need to be part of community engagement. Or, I have too many little kids. I don't have time to be a part of community engagement. And what I'm trying to illustrate today is that everybody, the kids, the adults throughout the community, everyone can be a part of community engagement.
To hear more about the initiative, tune in to KNOM Profiles today and tomorrow for a special two-part series. Hear about issues facing Nome's youth today and hear how community members can support Nome's youth tomorrow. Engage with your community and tune in to Profiles today and tomorrow for the after the 9 o'clock and 6 o'clock weather. And Alan Moore of Two Rivers has won the Yukon Quest International Sled Dog Race. The 55-year-old musher crossed the finish line in downtown Fairbanks at 6:54 in the morning Monday. This year's race looked like it was going to again come down to a battle between Moore and defending champion Hugh Neff, who won last year's Yukon Quest by just 26 seconds. After leaving the checkpoint in Two Rivers, Moore managed to widen the gap. A small group of race officials and spectators greeted Moore in the pre-dawn darkness at the finish line on the Chena River in downtown Fairbanks. Among them was Moore's wife, veteran Iditarod Trail sled dog race musher Allie Zirkel, who won the quest in 2000. And a look at the price of gold this morning, up $2.90 an ounce to $1,652.20. An ounce of silver is up 8 cents to $31.13. It's currently 10 minutes after 9 o'clock.